So we almost made 80 by 8. That's pretty exciting for June. When's the longest day? It's like June 22nd or 21st or something like that. Oh, hey, I'm doing the show by myself. That is cool. That is so fun. You want to stay for the rest of the day?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, you don't have anything else to do. Yeah. Okay, well, we were going to play Jethro Trivia, but there's, you know, there's, nobody around.
No, I'm here. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Were you just being left alone?
Oh, there's okay. I mean, no, it's okay. I mean, I could do
Were you talking to yourself?
No, Leah's in here from the animal shelter.
You and Leah?
So I was able to.
Oh, I guess I was gone, too. Sorry.
Yeah, sure. We need to coordinate that, Chase.
Yeah, really. I didn't see you in the restroom. Where were you?
Because, again, I was going to play Jethro Trivia.
Right. Well, let's do it.
Yeah, well, I will. It's just kind of a deal.
Now that you joined us.
Yeah.
Better late than never.
Thanks. Leah. I'm getting a little Leah smack, man.
Really.
Now that she's joined
us. She's been coming here long enough.
I'm saying, coming here long enough. Started here in 2005.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Off and on. So, you know, she can do. Oh, what? Now you're going to start talking about being here and leaving.
Well, I was going to say she doesn't compare to me, but, you know.
No.
Actually, what we'll do today is because Leah has been here for a long time, we'll give her the choice because we didn't do Jethro Trivia yesterday. Mm-hmm. So we have two different subjects we can choose from. That one topic could be your right to vote, or the other could be the exciting world of astronomy.
Oh, astronomy.
Oh, okay. Here we go. All right, we'll do astronomy for 100, Alex.
She picked astronomy?
Yeah, she did.
We're going to lose, aren't we?
I didn't know anything about it.
Yeah, no, see, she didn't say
better than civics.
Yeah, no, she said she didn't know anything about it, but, you know, nonetheless.
The stars, they're pretty. No.
Yeah, there we go. Anything more specific than that, we may be in trouble.
And don't stare at the sun today because of the Venus thing.
That's right. That Venus thing is going on because NASA, we're still relevant.
Darn, that was a Jethro trivia.
Yeah, exactly. Jethro, NASA, we're still relevant, has like someplace you can go on their website or something. So you can see it there and it'll be safe.
Yeah, that's just like being there.
One of the stories I saw said you could wear welder's goggles. Yeah, people standing outside with a welder's hood on.
Yeah, I'm going over Harbor Freight today to buy me some welder's goggles, okay?
Can you still stick the hole in the cardboard and, you know, hold
that's
the two cardboard?
That's an eclipse. That's for an eclipse. Yeah.
That's an eclipse of the
bit,
sun.
It's a bit bigger for an eclipse. Yeah. Okay. You know, a little bit more noticeable than a speck crossing the sun.
Okay. What's funny is, and if people take the Houston Chronicle, they know this. I forgot to point it out to you guys yesterday. But they had a picture of the sun, great big sun, mm-hmm. and apparently the last time this happened, because it was like 4 years ago it happened, and you can see this little bitty dot. I think I referred to it yesterday as looking like a blackhead. This little dot right there that was Venus passing between the Earth and the sun. But in the same picture was this seagull up in the right hand. It looked like this seagull. It was like 20 times bigger than Venus.
Attack of the giant seagulls.
Exactly. So they probably should have photoshopped that out. Yeah,
it's pooping on Mercury because that's all seagulls do.
It's pooping Mercury. What are you talking about? Yeah. Anyway, I just that was rather a strange one to share. All right. So anyways, here we go with the astronomy,
Jethro Trivia. Yeah,
I was looking for the follow-up story about the world's fattest cat, but I couldn't find that right
now. Oh, we had one.
Mm. Oh, did you?
Yeah, you had a world's fattest cat.
Our fat cat's bigger than your fat cat. All right, here we go. It's if you don't know, it's Jethro Trivia. It's the oddly informative. Well, let's get a listener involved.
It's going to be 9:15 by the time you get around to doing this.
That's right.
695-1620. Join us playing.
Is the chamber in there yet?
No, they're not here. They may not show up.
Oh, my gosh.
695-1620.
We're going to have a mayor in there before too much longer.
Jethro Trivia with us. Golly. Come on, guys.
We'll be talking to Neil on retirement day before
exactly. Hello.
I'd love to play Jethro Trivia.
Well, you're going to have to calm down.
That's right. You're going to have to bring your energy level down.
You better drink some decaf.
Yeah. Well, I'm just recouping from the working out.
Is that it? Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's cooling down.
Y'all played earlier.
Yeah, was that it? Yeah, it'll wear you out, won't it? Yeah, it will. Yeah.
Okay. If it doesn't, we will.
That's right. Who's this?
Terry.
Terry. Did you hear our workout music this morning?
I sure did.
Yeah,
did you?
He heard it. Yeah, so
good.
Where have you been the last 10 seconds?
Well, somebody was laughing over what he said. Maybe
all right.
It was me.
Here we go. Okay, it's time for Jethro Trivia. It's our pop culture and recent current events. It's fun to play. It's easy to win, or it's easy to play and fun to win. We're not sure.
Whatever.
So this morning.
We're about to get to it. Yeah.
That's right. So what we'll do is actually we'll ask Chase first, and then Tom, and then Leah, and then Terry. You'll have a shot. So here we go. It's from the exciting world of astronomy.
All the answers covered, won't we?
Yeah. Well, if you don't want to, you could choose your own. Yes, you could do that. All right, so anyway, here we go. It's the question is, a Google Sky researcher is claiming to have found something in our solar system that he says has not been mapped by scientists. Is it A, a new planet between Jupiter and Saturn, B, unidentifiable space debris suggesting possible alien life, C, an Earth-killing asteroid, or D, a Starbucks? Okay, once again, a Google Sky researcher has found something we didn't know out there was mapped. A, it's a new planet between Jupiter and Saturn. B, it's an unidentifiable space debris that suggests possible life, alien life. C, it's Earth-killing asteroid. Or D, it's a Starbucks. Okay, Chase.
You know, they seem to identify these asteroids all the time because, you know, they've already found, you had the one either yesterday or late last week that was going to kill us in like 400,000 years
or
something.
You're right, yeah, a billion years.
Yeah. So I don't think it's that. Okay. I'm going to go with space debris.
Space debris. Oh, that sounds interesting. Tom, what about you?
I'm going to go with the new planet.
The new planet. Okay. And Leah?
I'm going to go with space debris as
okay,
well.
Okay, space debris. Okay, Terry, it's on you.
Man, I hate to do this. I'm going with Tom, eh?
Oh, that is scary. Yeah. You know what happens every time you go with Tom, Terry? I'm just letting you know. Thanks so much for playing with us this morning.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Okay, see you later. Thanks.
It was space debris, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't.
Oh. It was the asteroid?
It's another Earth-killing asteroid.
Wow. Yeah. Talked myself right out of it.
Yeah, you did. At least
God,
the
four of us were able to miss it all.
Yeah, this is what you love is the researcher.
Hopefully the asteroid will miss, too.
The researcher believes it's a possibility.
Okay. Oh, well, so, I believe there's a possibility I'm going to win the lottery.
Space debris.
Yeah.
That's right.
And once again, but it made the news, and it made, of course, our Jethro trivia. So anyway, Terry, thanks for playing, and that's that.
Well, the space debris out there, do we need to put a sign in outer space that says, don't mess with space?
I think we need to come up with a...
Is that the next level of community service, that you go out and you clean up space debris?
Could do that. I would prefer that we have an Earth-killing asteroid tracker map. Could we do that?
Ooh, oh, we could put Bob French's picture on it.
Yeah, exactly. Put them in grocery stores.
Yeah, be available in grocery stores.
Yeah, coming in your Sunny Eagle.
That's right, your Earth-killing asteroid tracker. So we'll work on that.
Will the three of us be on the cover?
Yeah.
No. There you go, the three of you. Yeah. There we go.
Bob's got it. Bob's there. Everything's good. All right, here we go.
With the three of us staring at the sun.
Without welders. Yeah, without welders glasses. All right, we have to go now, see. All right, so it's time to talk about what's going on the animal shelter finally.
June is Adopt a Cat Month, so if you're in the market for a cat, we have a few for you. Oh my goodness, the cat house is full. Yes, I said cat
okay,
house.
Yep, okay. Okay.
And we have adult cats, we have kittens, all available for adoption. We've got cats at PetSmart as well. Now, one of the specials that we've done this year for June and being Adopt a Cat Month, we have the 12 cats that have been with us the longest for $12.
Oh, there you go.
So we kind of did something like this back in the spring. We occasionally will get, you know, a couple animals that have been there a bit longer. But what we're doing with the cats as well, as one of the 12 gets adopted, we're putting another one on the list. So we should continually have 12 cats available for $12 in the month of June. And then on the 22nd and 23rd of June, we're having our Kitty Palooza, which will be half-price cat adoptions. A general adoption on a cat, an adult cat, is $50. So an adult cat will now be $25. And the kittens are generally $95. The regular things that are included in adoption fee are still coming with the half-price or the $12 cats. Now, those $12 cats on the 23rd and 22nd and 23rd will not be $6.
Okay.
Just to
clear
that up.
Yeah, I understand.
$12 is kind of cutting us pretty close.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can't be cutting that in half. Okay.
So they'll still be spayed or neutered. They'll be microchipped. They'll have a round of basic vaccinations. You'll get local pet retail and veterinary coupons as well. So great deal. Can't beat it, even at the full price of $50 or $95. Great opportunities there. We have cats of every color in, and we have kittens. We have some extremely unusual marked kittens. I'm going to throw out there. One has, like, Bengali markings. He's a very cool marked cat. Some silver tabbies as well. So come out, check them out. We're at 5359 Leonard Road. We are still getting plenty of puppies and kittens in. If you've been missing your dog, please come in and look, because, again, we have some dogs that we definitely know belong to somebody. Their haircuts have been taken care of, et cetera. So no ID on them, no microchips. Please come and look for your dog.
Okay. Yes, please do. Makes life easier for everybody. All right.
So check out our website, BrazosAnimalShelter.org.
Great. Thanks for playing Jethro Trivia with us this morning.
Problem.
Yep. All right. That's Leah from the
from the Brazos Animal Shelter. Visit with them on Tuesdays, and Julie's here this morning from the Chamber. How are you today?
I'm well. How are you?
Great. What you got for us?
Well, we have, first of all, we have a luncheon this Wednesday, June 6th. It's the Newman 10 Performance Awards Luncheon. So that's going to be at the Hilton Wednesday from 12 to 1:30. It honors the top 10 businesses in the area, so that's always a good thing. All right, and another luncheon this week, Thursday, June 7th. It's a membership luncheon sponsored by the Leadership Brazos Alumni Association. So if you've ever wanted to know about chamber membership, what we do, all of that good stuff, come out, come eat lunch with us from 11:45 to 1 at Briarcrest Country Club, and we'll tell you all about it. Tickets are $20. Deluxe ribbon cutting, also on Thursday, June 7th from 4:30 to 5:30 in the afternoon at International Eye Care Laser and Lifestyle Center on University Drive in College Station. So you can come out, talk to them about eye care, LASIK. I can't say enough about LASIK. So
you're a believer, huh?
I am definitely a believer since July of 2008.
Okay,
I'm a believer.
There you go. Okay.
So, yeah, then we have another deluxe ribbon cutting on Tuesday, June 12th from 5:30 to 7. The sponsor for that is the Brazos Valley Food Bank, and it is located at the Arts Council of the Brazos Valley on Dartmouth and College Station. Our next business after hours, Thursday, June 21st from 5:30 to 7 at 21 Gramercy Park. It's a new, really nice apartment complex off of University Drive. If you haven't passed it, it's really pretty. That is actually sponsored by Godfrey Construction, but it's going to be located at 21 Gramercy Park Apartments.
Okay, great. That's it.
Thank you.
Very good. Thanks a lot. We visit the folks from the Chamber on Tuesday as well on News Talk 1620 WTAW.